Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, August 16, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, and much, much more. Just approach the stop sign of life. Can't see intersection with future paths? It's common to be taken back when hit with problems. Get over the shock, regroup, and find your way back on track. Are you willing to start today and rebuild a life plan after a wreck? There is hope and possibility as long as you are willing to act, dream, and develop patience. Your world can be transformed in a way which brings success on your terms. There are also green lights or yellow lights, which indicate additional seasons in the stages of a car wreck. Just as there are stages of grief, there are also stages individuals go through after a collision. Many times we want to circumvent these and rush to wholeness again. Yet, in my opinion, to make a full recovery, all of one's needs must be addressed and understood to move on. In our society, we portray that it is the strong that are successful in their ventures in life. Personally, I would challenge this perception. Each and every person is capable of overcoming the struggles in their life by realizing the journey will be as an ocean wave. There will be highs and there will be lows before balancing out. For some, riding this wave will be a short term. For others, it might take years. By understanding what is happening personally, preparing the road ahead, and acknowledging a wide range of victories and defeats as part of the process, it allows a readiness to take hold of this road with the recognition that it does not lead to nowhere. Let me say that again. The road you are on does not lead to nowhere, but an experience that will change the projection of the future. Pain and suffering isn't pleasant, but lessons learned can provide insight into life in a unique way that develops the human soul into a deeper living and loving with greater meaning. Today, let's explore a life plan after a car accident, which talks about the challenges, victories, and moving on. Today we'll spend our time talking about the stages of a car accident from injury to recovery, the shock, disbelief, and the making of life adjustments, coping with pain, suffering, and the unknown, keeping up with documenting your condition, and developing a plan after the car wreck. Place your questions and comments on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. It might be helpful to think of the auto accident process in terms of the period from injury to recovery. The initial time frame starts at the point of impact to the realization of the occurrence of the injury, meaning, wow, I've just been in a traffic collision. Can this be real? Ouch, my body hurts. And if taken to the hospital to be patched up, recovering from the body's pokes and invasions to help in the healing process is counted in this initial time frame. The next phase, in my opinion, is allowing your mind and body to regain synchronization, meaning the trauma the body and the mind have experienced are recognized as or from the whole body, the whole you. They're not kind of compartmentalized like the mind says, oh my goodness, I've been traumatized, and it's got the images of those, and the body saying, oh, look at my body, I'm bleeding, I'm hurting. So it's the time when the whole you recognizes all the things that have transpired in the collision. Sometimes processing the impact of a car accident and putting these pieces together takes time. There is indeed a period of shock for most, One's belief in life stability has been shaken. In other words, earlier thoughts of having a normal day changed. Beginning personal coping mechanisms into play to help process what has happened is important. Personally, it takes time to comprehend a traumatic event, such as a collision. Thirdly, dealing with the aftermath of a collision is brought to the forefront of daily living. Questions regarding how to get through each day, in particular, how to process pain and suffering, finding support if necessary, questions about what the future now holds, how to continue on, understanding current emotional or physical conditions, a loss of independence, these all play major roles in this phase. I call it the sorting out phase because it typically is a time when concerns must be addressed, major decisions made, and evaluations of how to proceed will be selected. When in this phase, learning the facts are important and being your best advocate is critical. And in my opinion, this is not necessarily easy to do when you're still grappling with a lot of the trauma from the event. But again, remember, you are the final decision maker. Input from others is fine, but you will be living with the choices, and this is the reason they must be made by you. The last phase I call is picking up the pieces and moving on. This is a time where there has been some recovery, decisions have been made and about new or old life directions. You'll choose which way you're going to go, what's going to happen as far as dealing with your circumstances. And this phase can feel like starting all over again, where believing that life can be stable once more and there is not a possible stressful event right around the corner, bringing a calmness back into daily routines and hopes and dreams return as part of life once more. Most people do not necessarily grieve this process in the same order or the same way. They may come into a different order or time span. In my opinion, the key is giving yourself time to make it through a deeply personal process where you come out better by the end. Again, there will always be something or someone that's actually taken away, but there's also a gift that's put in its place. So take this gift of personal growth, which is what it usually is, which of course, in most cases, cannot be seen near until you get near the end of recovery. But it's there. The experience is there. But you have to take it, share it, and use it in the future. No life experiences are wasted when put to good use. Shock, disbelief, which are part of traumatic events, require making life adjustments in order to recover, meaning daily activities of the past will not be what is experienced the day of or after a collision. In the early days of injury, support is important, making the adjustments to being able to function in a way that allows healing to take place is one thing that's important in your ability to move forward. The support can reduce the feelings of confusion, lack of help, and directionlessness. When given a moment to regroup, one can process how to get from point A to point B and regain a sense of direction and purpose. We as human beings are resilient. We can and we will recover given the appropriate time and care. Processing the events that have taken place along with developing a new strategy to move forward along with time to grieve any losses is part of the process of moving through the trauma and moving to the next journey in life. Hopefully, a great deal more pleasant and uplifting will be the next section. When processing a traffic collision, there are many things to consider. Physical and emotional healing should be a top priority. Yet while doing this, livelihood typically is on the minds of most people. Dealing with people involved in a collision and corporation processing claims can be a struggle. This is a lot to do when your health is a top priority. Remember, you do have time to deal with these concerns, these corporations, whether they're the auto insurance or your employer, or other things that come up when you're feeling better. So if you can put it aside, especially if it's causing you more discomfort and taking away from your ability to recover, put it aside, wait until you have a little bit more time to deal with things that are putting stress on a body that's already physically under more stress than it needs. So allow for a greater calmness, which is needed physically and emotionally during a traumatic event. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accidents matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. This is the reason for talking about you with Estra's radio show, TV, blogs, books, and calendars. Locations where you can join me for additional conversations include Reddit, under Estra's TV. Go out and take a look at the movies, make your comments, and even suggestions that you might have. You can also find Estra's radio show on Pinterest. There's a lot of new pictures I put out this week. Go out, pin some, make comments. I'd love to hear from you. Also, IMBD, which is also Estra's TV. You can find me out there with articles, movies, great quotes, and also some ideas for you. So go out and post any comments or questions that you might have. Also, make sure to visit me on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio here for the archives that we have on the audios. There's more than 100-plus audios out there for your listening pleasures. And lastly, make sure to go out to visit my official car accident site. It's a Blogger, and you'll be able to read, watch, and listen to different programs that supply information and support regarding your collision concerns. Coping with pain and suffering from an injury requires a lot of physical and emotional energy, in my opinion. However, when the medical care and time is given for healing, one is better able to handle the injuries. It's important to know many people deal with chronic pain, losses of limbs, head injuries. In fact, the list is indeed endless in this case. Yet, when patience is placed at the top of the priority list and time is spent learning to understand medical information regarding condition, one can learn how to move forward with what you will be living with for the short or long term. Information can bring understanding, hope, and ideas of helping to move forward. You just have to be willing to give it a try, not give up, and be patient. Sounds easy, but I know that is not always the truth. But you're worth it, and I guarantee it. From my perspective, the real challenge is dealing with the unknown. If one begins to realize that the next day is unknown to all of us, that we really only know what we've been through, not necessarily where we are going. We must leave this in the hands of faith and fate, hoping that they are working hand in hand to bring our goals and dreams into fruition. What is required of all of us is to continue to move forward, giving each day our best, doing all we can to recover, to grow as human beings, and support those around us in similar circumstances. There is no more that is required in each day, in my opinion. So when asking yourself, what's next, what will happen tomorrow, how will I recover from my injuries, recognize that all that is required from you is to live for today, to do what you can to make life better right now through recovery, and learn when tomorrow comes, you'll have the knowledge available to reach your goals. Personally, I am confident that you will reach them because, from my perspective, all that is required, again, is taking things one day at a time and trusting life will move forward. From my experience, documentation and going through the auto insurance or employer benefit claims process takes as much time and energy as recovering. In my opinion, this process is set up to cause more stress on injured and sick individuals in hopes that they will drop their claims. Unfortunately, the emphasis is placed more on corporate greed, in my opinion, than individual health and recovery. Since insurance companies have taken control over what once doctors held priorities, patient care, in my opinion, has decreased. When doctors were given the priority of determining when their patients were recovered, the quality of life these individuals, in my opinion, had prospered because they were given the care they needed. Now, however, insurance companies make these decisions based upon bottom lines, which in my opinion have caused significant pain and suffering unnecessarily to injured victims who trusted on the care and their compassion. Medical services are denied or delayed along with financial benefits. Workers are forced back to work before being healed. And why? In my opinion, greed. A greed that is desecrating the poor and middle class because the wealthy have options and they will be their first priority and they are able to take care of themselves and their family due to their wealth. I hope you will join me in supporting the Insured Civil Rights Act to protect the poor and middle class, to regain some of the losses too many injured have suffered due to not having enough power or influence over Congress and our local officials and corporate power and influence over these two, in my opinion, are significant today. One of the best things you can actually do now is to document accident experience and keep paperwork, appointments, and expenses in an orderly manner. If you need help, make sure to pick up a copy of my book, Car Accident by Estra, for pointers, and my 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner to stay organized. The less time you spend worrying about documentation, the more time you will have for recovery and goals. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello and share your experiences. It's nice to have a place to talk about car accident struggles and victories. As with life, indeed, it is about the journey. Recently released videos include harassment and intimidation of the injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefits, Social Security disability to find themselves facing harassment and intimidation in hopes of getting injured to eliminate their claim. This is a must-see video, and it's free. It's out on Estra's TV YouTube user Estra's blog, along with all the remaining videos. There's another one titled Surveillance Harassment Uncut, and it shows the real-time demonstration of what many people injured in car accidents who file for benefits experience. See day-to-day intimidation tactics, which must be overcome. Meet Estra is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience entails. And Disability Surveillance 101. This video shares what to look for, privacy retention, because most of the time you'll need it if they're surveilling you, documentation, and encouragement. Also still available is the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner. It's available in case you're involved in a collision this year, so stop by my site, Estra's Car Accident official site on Blogger, and pick up a copy. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. You can spend time at my website reading, watching, and listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, which I'm dealing with now, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, which I'm also attempting to deal with now, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. I have dealt with insurance companies for many years, and I've found some of them are more helpful than others. So if you're in the process of selecting an auto insurance company, make sure to check with your insurance commissioner of your state. Find out how they've been treating the residents there to see if they're worthy of your business. Also, make sure to support insured civil rights because it helps to be able to level the playing field for those injured in a car accident. In summary, keep these ideas in mind when developing a personal plan after a car wreck. First, and most importantly, reclaiming your emotional and physical health is number one. Without them, it will be difficult to recover. At times, with all the activity going on around you, it might be difficult, but remember, this is a top priority. In my opinion, you will continue to move forward even when it appears like you're going backward if you keep this one at the top. Trust that you can overcome whatever has been lost. It can become repaired, replaced, or compensated in some way. From the beginning of time, people have used their creativity to see things in new ways and recover. So can you. Just give it a try. Next, auto insurance companies' employers typically have their own agendas about how they will handle your case, and current laws give them the upper hand in most cases. So do your best to deal with them. Support insured civil rights to provide a level playing field to injured, and keep living your life in order to make things better. You are who counts in this situation. Lastly, keep the faith. Hold on to your goals and dreams. Don't let discouragement of any kind hinder you from recovering or moving forward in any way that you can. Trust and believe in yourself, regardless of current condition. Many have made it with less and more, and so don't give up. There does not have to be a lot of action on your part. Just stay steady, consistent, and determined. Keep watching, reading, and listening on Estra's TV blog and right here on Talking About You with Estra. Information and support for your car accident journey will be front and center. If you have experienced a claim with your employer or auto insurance company, share your experience on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show. I'd like to take a moment and extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and to the musician, Dotka. Now, there's a new accident survey. It's called Insured Civil Rights. And it's out on Twitter, or actually you can find the link there or on my official site. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. Take 3 minutes to tell us about your experience and how you've been affected. Again, you can find it also on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with hashtag Estra's Accident Survey on Twitter. Thank you for your participation. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same day. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Estra's radio show, brand, blog, TV, and products to state her opinions in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra and Estra's brand is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.